This is VOA News via remote. I'm Elsa. The UN Human Rights Office says the crackdown on anti-coup protesters in Myanmar has left at least 18 people dead and over 30 wounded. The latest numbers of dead coming from reporting by the Associated Press. The Human Rights Office is attributing the numbers to credible information. A statement from the office says the deaths happened as a result of live ammunition fired into crowds in Yangon, Dawei, Mandalay, Mayak, Bago, and Pokoku. The statement went on, quote, tear gas was also reportedly used in various locations, as well as flashbang and stun grenades. 18 dead would be the highest single-day death toll among protesters who are demanding that the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi be restored to power after being ousted by a February 1st coup. Hong Kong police have detained 47 pro-democracy activists on charges of conspiracy to commit subversion under the sweeping national security law. The former lawmakers and democracy advocates had been previously arrested in January, but were released. They've been detained again and will appear in court on Monday. They allegedly violated the new national security law that was imposed by Beijing for participating in unofficial election primaries for the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's legislature last year. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference in the city of Orlando, Florida, on Sunday. Since the conclusion of his presidency, some Republicans have argued that the party must move on from the former president to win back voters who abandoned them in November's presidential election. This is VOA News. The Taliban demanded Sunday that the United States and its foreign military allies leave Afghanistan by May 1st. The departure would be in line with a peace agreement the insurgent group signed with Washington a year ago. In a statement marking the first anniversary of the February 2020 accord sealed in Doha, Qatar, the Taliban claimed they have fully adhered to the understanding aimed at ending two decades of Afghan war. It called on Washington to honor its part of what the group described as an historic deal. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is currently reviewing the deal his predecessor sealed with the Afghan insurgency. NATO-led U.S. allies have fewer than 10,000 troops left in the country. A UN humanitarian agency has warned that more than 16 million people in Yemen would go hungry this year. The nation already has some 500,000 living in famine-like conditions in the conflict-wrecked country. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says the risk of large-scale famine in the Arab world's poorest country has never been more acute. The stark warning comes a day before a pledging conference co-hosted by Sweden and Switzerland. Yemen's war started in 2014 when the Houthis seized the capital Sana'a and much of the country's north. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has cleared Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use in the country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The FDA decision adds a third vaccine option in the fight to control the coronavirus, but unlike the first two, which require two shots, Johnson & Johnson's works with just one dose. The FDA said J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most, serious illness, hospitalizations, and death. In a massive study that spanned three continents, one dose was found to be 85% protective against the most severe COVID-19 illness. J&J has a few million doses lined up, and shipments could begin as early as Monday. The company expects to deliver 20 million doses around the U.S. by the end of March and 100 million by summer. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is expected to ask President Biden to consider sharing part of the U.S. coronavirus vaccine supply with its poorer southern neighbor. The conversation could happen when the two leaders hold a virtual summit on Monday, according to U.S. and Mexican officials. Read more stories on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.